Random House Audio presents The Lady Elizabeth by Alison Weir. Read for you by Rosalind Landor. Part 1. The King's Daughter. Chapter 1. 1536. On a hot, still morning in July, the Lady Mary, daughter to King Henry VIII, arrived at the great country palace of Hatfield, trotting into the courtyard on a white palfrey, followed by four gentlemen, two ladies in waiting, and a female fool. As soon as she had dismounted, she stooped to kiss the small girl who was waiting to greet her, whose nurse had just reminded her to sketch a wobbly curtsy to the older sister she had not seen for many months. The child was solemn-faced, fair-skinned and freckled, with long tendrils of burnished red hair escaping from the embroidered white coif that was tied beneath her chin. "My, you have grown, sweeting!" Mary exclaimed in her gruff voice, stroking Elizabeth's hair and straightening her silver pendant. "You're nearly three now, aren't you?" Elizabeth stared back, unsure of this richly dressed lady with the sad face and skinny body. Mary was not beautiful like Elizabeth's mother. Mary had a snub nose and a downturned mouth, and although her hair was red like Elizabeth's and their father's, it was thin and frizzy. And, of course, Mary was very old, all of 20 years, she had been told. "I have brought you gifts, sister," Mary said, smiling and beckoning to a lady-in-waiting who brought over a wooden box. Inside, wrapped in velvet, was a rosary of amber beads and a jewelled crucifix.